This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:48 a.m. You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Keith. Concerts and live events are known draws for foreign tourists to the region. So there's good reason to create an industry environment that will attract star performers to include Malaysia in their tours. However, the jury is still out on whether the latest government guidelines for concerts and live shows facilitate such an environment.
In the updated guidelines by PUSPAL, which is the central authority governing foreign filming and performances, the number of blackout dates due to religious public holidays and occasions has increased, including on the eve of such holidays. There is also an explicit rule forbidding male foreign artists from cross-dressing while performing in Malaysia. What kind of implications would these new rules have on the entertainment businesses?
And what kind of policies would enable the Malaysian entertainment industry to flourish while balancing the many sensitivities of a multicultural society? For some thoughts on this, we have with us Rizal Kamal, President of the Arts Live Festival and Lives Association, or ALIFE. Rizal, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Now, we know that the new rules came out sometime in December. How much clarity do these rules provide for concert organizers compared to the previous guidelines?
The new guideline is great in the sense that it has provided everything that was ambiguous in the 2019 guideline. The 2023 guideline has addressed it. Although it's still not perfect, I would say it's still work in progress, but a lot of things are clearer. For example, there's more clearer guidelines on how to do an EDM concert, which is great because EDM has been an issue for Malaysia for quite a number of years. Number two is certain definitions of what is a closed concert and an open concert is also properly defined. The downside to that is there are additional rules, for example, the blackout dates.
So, Rizal, the new rules include a great number of blackout dates for foreign acts, especially in relation to religious public holidays and occasions. What kind of impact do you think would this have on international events that can actually be held in Malaysia?
Okay, for us producers, promoters, whenever there is a holiday, it's actually a great time for us to do a show because people don't work the next day. So we want to do shows on the eve or the day of the holiday. So this presents a lot of problem in many ways. Number one, it reduces the number of shows a promoter can do in a year. Then reduces the number of days. Number two is the problem with artists touring. For example, let's say Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa wants to come to Malaysia in March 2024, but it's Ramadan. So she will skip Malaysia and do other countries. That's one example. If it falls on a other Muslim holidays, then it will be a problem to manage the tour because artists will go to, let's say, Singapore, KL, Bangkok, Manila, and so forth, right? To manage the timing of the tour when there are blackout dates in between the days of the tour, it causes problem for Malaysia. So in general, it makes Malaysia less competitive. It's a negative effect on the business of concerts and events.
So Rizal, one of the, I guess, rules that got a lot of attention was the prohibition against cross-dressing, specifically for male foreign artists. What does this signal to the international arts community? Do you think this is going to deter foreign acts from coming here?
I think people in Malaysia especially, we all understand that this has not been allowed in Malaysia for quite some time. I think only recently it's spelled out more clearly. But cross-dressing has never been allowed in Malaysian media, Malaysian TV, or now specifically on stage. But a performer can still come and perform in Malaysia if they wear more masculine clothes. The definition of masculine clothes can be a little varied. You know, you can still be colourful, you can still wear something shiny. There's a lot of ways to make the appearance of the artist more masculine and acceptable.
So have PUSPAL or other government authorities consulted with concert organisers like ALIFE prior to the release of these guidelines? What alternative recommendations would you suggest for Malaysia to create an environment that's more business friendly when it comes to live entertainment?
Well, Alive, since 2016, have been engaging the government a lot. There has been a dialogue. Not necessarily they listen to us on every single recommendation, but they always do take things into consideration. So that's great. And we do see improvements slowly, but there are improvements bit by bit. Here's the thing about regulations, right? Sometimes they have to spell out certain things to appease certain part of the government or certain more conservative parts of the society. It's always left to interpretation. So what we want from the government, from the authorities, from the minister, is to accept the business of concerts, festivals, as a real business that can contribute hundreds of millions, if not billions, to the economy. And what we bring to Malaysia is an influx of foreign tourists and what we call high-yield tourists, meaning people who come to concerts and festivals here in Malaysia are spenders. So we want this kind of tourists to come to Malaysia. So if we increase the number of events, increase the number of concerts, festival content in Malaysia, we'll have all of them come to Malaysia regularly.
Rizal, how have present economic conditions affected the climate for event organizers such as yourself? How impacted are you by supply chain issues or labor shortages that have plagued other sectors?
For one thing, labor issue is not a major problem because the live events industry uses a lot of local labor. Security is all local. People who are technical, most of them are local, unless it's brought by, down by the international counterpart. But a lot of the workers in a concert, in an event, are all locals. Our biggest problem is the movement of currency, because a lot of payment are made in foreign currency, especially the US dollars.
Which brings me to complaints over high ticket prices for international concerts in Malaysia compared to other neighbouring countries. Is this comparison valid, and what factors into how much ticket cost?
One of the key things about high ticket price is because we have to pay more to the artists due to a weak ringgit. If the ringgit has strengthened, the ticket price will actually go down. And the other thing that affects ticket prices is how the industry works. When a big artist wants to come to Asia, they can only come to about maybe 3 to 5 cities. So they have to choose which city to come, and it's based on the offer. The offer of how much a promoter is willing to pay to the artist to bring them down to that particular country. It's a matter of cost of doing the concert, also cost of paying the artist in Malaysian currency. So that affects ticket prices. If we are able to bring this cost down, then the ticket prices would lower.
In the past few months, several concerts have come in the spotlight for poor management and unpleasant experiences for ticket holders, made worse by the high ticket prices that we were talking about. I mean, what mechanisms exist to address these complaints?
For one thing is not all promoters or producers are built the same. When it comes to holding really large concerts, we don't have that much experience in holding large concerts. So it's all a learning process. If there is 50,000, 70,000 seats, there might be 20 seats where the organizer messed up. And these 20 seats can be the voices of these 20 seats can be very loud. And in terms of venue management, especially when it comes to the toilets or, you know, entry, exit of the space, that is also due to the lack of experience in the venue to provide the best facility for the audience, for the people who come to the concerts. So these are all learnings. For the people who comes to concerts, they also have to take a look at who are the concert organizers. I think there has to come a point where people see, don't blame the industry for concert management, which is not so great. It's due to the venue, it's due to the organizer. Do believe that we will try to improve with every concert.
Rizal, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Rizal Kamal, president of the Arts Live Festival and Events Association, or ALIFE, talking about the latest guidelines for the approval of international concerts. We do understand that there's going to be a town hall today with the Ministry of Communication and Digital at 10 a.m. So we'll be following to see the headlines, what comes out of that conversation, what that comes out of the discussion. 7:59 in the morning, we're heading into the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And after that, on the breakfast grill, I'll be speaking to Hannah Jones, CEO of the Earthshot Prize, first sustainability officer, chief sustainability officer for Nike. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.